Good morning, Carlos. Good morning. How are you doing?
Hey, thanks for having me.
You're welcome. So tell us about your later school experience.
Yes. So growing up, I suffered a tremendous amount of medical illnesses that affected my ability to study. So throughout high school, I was not doing too well. I was failing quite a lot, taking a lot of sick days and a whole bunch of things. And when it came to year 12, it really hit me. I was like, how am I going to get to university now? It wasn't until year 11 or so I found InSearch and I was like, wow, there's actually another pathway without getting an ATAR to get to university. So look at me now. I'm in third year architecture at UTS and I think it was the best decision I've ever made because I took my time. And once I got out of school, I finally found my passion. I went from the bottom of my class in school to one of the top achievers at uni now.
So tell us, do you think there's too much pressure on students, in high school looking to go to uni as the next step?
Yeah, I think there's a tremendous amount of pressure on students, and I think it comes down to the lack possibly of knowledge and awareness of people not finding out that there are literally other pathways to get to university. And I think there should be a stronger emphasis on that. I'm a perfect example of that, me and my other friends, that you literally don't have to get an A to get into university, and there are other options there. And people should know that, because at the end of the day, the A is just a number. And it's not only proves how well you do and all that, because it's all about rankings and all that. So at the end of the day, you're more than just a number, and that's what I try to tell people a lot.
Yeah, so you found UTS Pathways as a way of getting into university. Was it what were the kind of requirements like? Was it kind of tricky or difficult to get into?
No, not really, because InSearch doesn't look at ATA, they look like an average. So we have diploma programs. Basically, our standard diploma, you need an average of 67%. So what they do is they average out four or five of your subjects, and you basically take that to them and you just get in. Surprisingly, considering I failed quite a lot of things, wasn't doing too well, I still managed to get in, and I'm grateful of that. But it's such an easy way to get in. And you literally do that for one whole year, and then you just transfer to university.
And do you find, are you then sort of well prepared for going to university?
Yes. That's what I loved about InSearch. We got the highest quality education, and I think one of all the best teachers there are, because a lot of them taught at UTS and they kept going back and forth between InSearch and UTS. So the quality of education were taught by professionals in the field, and we were learning things that were related to the actual degree, which I thought fascinating. And that's what my passion really kicked in. That's what made me do well.
And how are you finding architecture? What year are you?
I'm in third year now. Third year? Yes. Yeah. It's a very intense degree. I wouldn't say it's hard. I think it requires a lot of time and patience. But as long as you have time, patience, and have that passion to do well, and if you know what you want to do, I think you would succeed in anything.
And just one final question, Carlos. Yeah. I think the results or the offers come out at 6 o'clock this evening for people in New South Wales. What would you say to someone who gets that magical number and it's not quite as high as they thought it was going to be? What would you say to them?
Well, I would say, well, if they did get in, congratulations. But if not, don't worry. I'm a perfect example. Like I said, the ATAR is just a number, and InSearch is a fantastic opportunity to get to university. Like I said, don't think of whatever number you get, oh, that's how smart I am, or that's how I possibly could have done even better. Because at the end of the day, it's just a number, and they need to know at the end of the day, it's just a number. And you can do so much more, and that there are other options out there.
It's not the be-all and end-all.
No, definitely not. Definitely not.
Well, Carlos, congratulations.
Thank you.
You're doing well. Good luck with all your studies.
Thank you so much.
And thanks for joining us on 2SER this morning. Check out UTS InSearch, UTS Pathways, if you do get your number and it's not quite as high as you want it to be. But there are other ways to get to uni, as Carlos has told us.